Radio Workshop presents Musical Prescriptions with Rita Ripken at the keyboard singing her song.
Hello. I have five musical prescriptions for you today. I guess you think it odd for me to talk about music as if it was medicine. Did you hear about the dentist who made pulling teeth painless for him and his patients by using music in the office? And how about the institutions that get their mentally disturbed patients out of bed in the morning? In good humor, too, with a Haydn symphony. And don't restaurants use Muzak while you eat to prevent indigestion? Music for the spirit and not alcoholic is called musical therapy. Who knows, but someday, if you're not feeling well, your doctor will prescribe a Chopin nocturne, or maybe a song like Lindy Lou. Honey, did you hear that mockingbird sing last night? Oh, Lord, he was singing so sweet in the moonlight. In the old magnolia tree, busting his heart with melody.
Creation. But what makes the American people so neurotic in the way of love? Why does John love Mary, Mary love Joe, Joe love Anne, and Anne love Jack, and Jack love me, and I love you? Do you love me? Why is it? You know, even Somerset Maugham wrote about this theme in The Unattainable. But sometimes we get a song about a girl with a happy adjustment. A song like My Lover is a fisherman.
Come for me.
you notice? It's spring out. What is it they say? In time of spring, a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of love. I could tell you another thing about men. The difference between man and animals. A Frenchman once said, that which distinguishes man from beast is drinking without being thirsty and making love at all times of the year. And I guess he should know. Well, I suppose our Frenchman in particular would feel like doing what I feel like doing this spring. For that matter, I feel like this all the time. I just can't help singing.
Hummingbird, mockingbird, listen to me. I got no nest, I got no tree. Oh, but I'm happy as heaven is wide. I got a song bubbling inside. Can't help singing of the promise that April is bringing. I'm floating along on the crest of a song. There are bells in my heart and they ring. Can't help growing. Folks don't like it, I know, but I'm glowing. I can't help what they say, spring affects me this way. And I've gotta keep singing all day. I'm floating along on the crest of a song. There are bells in my heart and they ring. Can't help crowing. Folks don't like it, I know, but I'm glowing. I can't help what they say. Spring affects me this way. And I've gotta keep singing. I've gotta keep singing. I've gotta keep singing all night.
You know that Frenchman I was talking about before? Well, I've got a story to tell you about one of his relatives, a very pretty girl. She lived in France and she met an Englishman there. He knew English, and she knew French, but not vice versa. Well, as the story goes, he was very attracted to her. He knew un peu words in French, so, well, this is what happened in Bonjour, ma belle.
There were roses in the garden, there was laughter in the sky. As I met that little maiden, and she shyly passed me by. And my heart went pitter-patter on that golden summer day, as the sunlight played around her in her dainty robe of gray. She was French, and I was English, so it was a man to do. But I struggle to remember all the little French I knew. Bonjour, ma belle, we meet again encore. Écoutez-moi, je whisper, say to one que j'adore. Bonjour, smile the roses, this year what shall I say? I don't know why I feel so shy. Bonjour, ma belle, good day. Then I watched her as the blushes dyed her cheeks with rosy red, as with downcast eyes she listened to the words that I had said. And my heart went pitter-patter as she raised those eyes divine, and I saw the laughter twinkle as they twinkled into mine. She was French and I was English, so what was I made to do? But she struggled to remember all the English that she knew. Bonjour, monsieur, ah, you speak good day. Tu es bien mauvais garçon, but j'aime beaucoup les anglais. You bet me, you're gentil. He asked, what can I do? My husband wait outside the gate, and so, monsieur, adieu.
Isn't that life? It's enough to get you down. Well, I guess you can let a lot of things get you down if you let them. I think it's important for us to fight that sort of feeling, and it's so easy to get it in this atomic age. Do you know what I think is the Samson of this feeling? A philosophy of life, almost a dream of life. The best character I know who had was a fictitious person, and who knows how real he was. Remember McLonergan in Finney's Rainbow? For a man of his age, he certainly had his share of dreams, and he went after them. Well, he taught his daughter Sharon to hope and dream as he did, and his advice to her, as Sharon tells it, was, when the going gets bad, look to the rainbow. On the day I was born, sir, my father said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. 'Tis a rhyme for your lips, and a song for your heart, to sing it whenever the world falls apart. Look, look, look to the rainbow, bowing over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow, all of the fellow who follows a dream. All of the fellow, all of the fellow, all of the fellow who follows. Long for now.
This afternoon, Hunter College Radio Workshop has presented Rita Rivkin at the keyboard, chatting and singing her musical Prescription. The director has been Leona Zamuchnik, and the engineer, Norma Exler. Your announcer, Rosalind Ratner.